All right, Joe Smith time at WGCL. Aloha, Smitty. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm here.
Hey, Joe.
Hello, Margaret.
How are you? I've never been there, so is it beautiful at least?
Well, we came in darkness. It's beautiful. Yeah, it was 74 degrees when we finally got here last night.
Well, you're missing 29 here.
Yeah, it's still nice and dark and 5 hours behind you right now.
I thought so. Okay. All right.
We're not going to ask Joe about his travels because that's
we're
not going to talk
that
about
all.
That. Because as I texted you yesterday, Joe, it was one of the most happy weekends we've had in some time here in Bloomington. And the basketball team can add to that starting this evening. The Hoosiers one win away from their third consecutive bucket and a bowl game after their big win that you saw in Maryland, believe it or not, just a couple days ago, on your whirlwind tour. Indiana men's soccer victorious as well. But we'll start in the islands this morning, as Margaret mentioned.
Yep.
29 to get things started here this morning. So we'll hear about everything going on with you. You can take us wherever you'd like to go. Aloha.
Well, we'll call this one the morning of, since we come here occasionally, or for me, it's my fifth trip as an Indiana broadcaster, second with Coach Tom and Lahaina Civic Center. The band box that seats 2,400 will be filled at 5 o'clock. Wake Forest, the opponent, coached by former Kansas great Danny Manning, his second year. They're 2-1. They lost last out to Richmond 91-82 back on Wednesday night, deceiving in the fact that Wake led for only 3 minutes of that ball game, but they shot 57% for the game and were led by a 6'3 freshman guard by the name of Brian Crawford that we'll be seeing a little bit later today. He had 21 points, 6 assists, and 5 rebounds. Wake had two guys with double-doubles, 6'9 senior Devin Thomas. He's got some bulk, 255 pounds, and he had a 12-point, 10-rebound outstanding game for the Demon Deacons against Richmond, and improving sophomore Dino Minoglu, who is 6'10, 225. He had a 14-11 double against the Spiders. So Wake did everything but win that contest. But aloha, by definition, of course, means goodbye or hello. The Hoosiers should be ready to go. They were here on Friday night, workouts on Saturday and Sunday. Coach Tom lost to Wake his first year. Indiana's 0-2 in its brief history against the Demon Deacons. But hey, beat them in football. Why not complete the exacta tonight? A long delay getting out here right from Indy early on Sunday. It was a journey big time. Here it is in Maui, so you can't complain. And I don't want to do that. But I do know what time it is. And it'll be 5 o'clock tip time, and that's the most important date. In the zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls. Well, let's put Terry in there, Dave and Terry. And he's in the zone tonight, and it's time to play Hoops. So we'll see what happens.
And they will take you through the second half of that game and update you on the first half if you can't get out of work. The boys will handle that for you. And then Terry and I will handle things on Wednesday. Joe, on a short week here, but let's talk about some fun that happened on Saturday. We don't want to go too far back in time, but it's 21-3 down. And my TV's got two shoes in it, and I'm not sure what everybody else's are like, but the Hoosiers, boy, they found a way to turn it around, didn't they?
Well, they sure did, obviously, with that 27-0 first, and they really did it with getting guys involved and guys stepping up. You know, Jordan Howard, don't know if he's going to be available for the Bucket game, but he's, he got a knee problem that has resurfaced, and that being said, Nate Sudfeld and Civic Ops Jr., what can you say about those two? And Mitchell Page making big play. The defense, of course, Glass, as you know, kind of settled in there after, just basically both offense and defense looked lethargic the first, 6 minutes of that ball game, and were in trouble, but they bounced back, got the win. You know, the old saying, you can't sweep unless you get the first one. And now that is the intense Saturday at West Lafayette against the PUs.
All right, Joe, we'll let you get a quick break. We'll come back at 8:45 and recap a busy weekend. As we know, the Hoosiers won in men's soccer yesterday, 0-0. The domination over Connecticut scoreboard did not reflect that, but it wasn't not a lot of sweat broken yesterday, which was good. They'll need it.
Okay.
Heading to number one Wake Forest, the number one overall seed, 1 p.m. next Sunday, so a busy weekend with the bucket on Saturday and soccer on Sunday coming up. The Colts win yesterday, 24-21. Adam Vinatieri, the 42-year-old, kicks a 43-yard field goal to win it with 52 seconds left after DeQuell Jackson's 6-yard pick six turned a 21-14 deficit into a 21-21 tie. The Colts defense, who was missing Mike Adams for part of the game and missing Vontae Davis in the fourth quarter, didn't let Matt Ryan take them apart, which was great. And we'll do Bills and Patriots tonight, 7:45 pregame, 8:30 kick, and a triple header of football on Turkey Day as well, starting at noon with Philadelphia and Detroit, wrapping up with the Bears and Packers. Cowboys hosting Carolina. Tony Romo's back. Dallas' 7-game losing streak is over. But the one we're interested in, Matt Hasselbeck. That is 3-0, $1 million for each victory for the Colts backup. All right, Smitty, catch a little cat nap, and we'll get caught up with you at 8:45 to get ready for tonight's game. And also, the schedule for Maui, we have it in front of us. If we win, I don't want to know what it is. If we lose, I don't want to even look at that, but that's something we might have to look at, too.
Yeah,
for down
there. We'll just win and go from there.
There you go. I like that.
It's easier to do that. Okay, mahalo, Joe. We appreciate it, and we'll see you coming back at 8:45.
All right, we'll be here.
Joe's
sorry, I was sounding a little slow, but
that's all right. After 27 hours of travel, you're allowed to. Joe Smith time on a Monday morning. We do this all the time, but it's only once every 5 or 6 years or so that we get caught up with Joe from the island of Maui. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Well, I, you know, it's like the old Chicago song, you know, does anyone really know what time it is? Does anyone even care? So it's early morning here on the islands, but getting ready for some basketball. Yeah, looking forward to seeing what the Hoosiers can do here in these 3 games, Glass.
And I think everybody is, Joe. I think they've been kind of a buzz around the nation about, hey, you got some guys coming back. Hey, you got Thomas Bryant. But we know, Joe, we've been around the game long enough that, and this is not Indiana, I don't mean this way, talk is cheap, it's time to get going. And to be fair, the Ohio Valley Conference is a nice league, it's hardly a measuring stick. The Big East is a nice league, Creighton was picked to finish 9th out of 10 teams. Wake Forest isn't, and I'm not knocking Wake Forest here, but they've, as you told us last report, they struggled against a decent Richmond side in their first game. But it is a Power 5 conference. You will see Power 5 bodies. And that's really the next step Indiana's going to have to deal with, Joe. Maybe the physicality for the younger players, maybe the speed of the game. I think that goes up tonight, and I think that's what I'm going to be looking for. Tell us what we should be looking for on a night of basketball in Hawaii.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting. You know, numbers that kind of jump out at you, the Hoosiers after three are averaging almost 12 three-point field goals per game, close to 20 assists, 10 steals. Those are real good numbers against teams of lesser, you know, opponents than lesser caliber, if you will, than what Indiana will be facing here over these next 3 days. But we'll measure up and see about that tomorrow in the morning after you know, the defense, how it's rebounded the basketball and got into its offense, the rebounding margin and what have you. So it's going to be a good test. We got a lot of quality players here. Of course, Yogi Ferrell's getting a lot of press here in the papers, Kansas, Perry Ellis and Wayne Seldon Jr. and Bryce Alford from UCLA and Steve Zimmerman Jr. from UNLV. And this Damian Jones, who we might run into if Vanderbilt beats St. John's in the opener of this Maui Jim Maui invite. So that'll be the ball game tomorrow, but obviously we're worrying about this one, ESPN2 at 5 o'clock. So, well, better late than never for IU senior forward Ben Mari. His first career goal couldn't have come at a better time. Sunday, out on the Yegley pitch as the Hoosiers put to the sidelines, Connecticut 1-0. Ben's lone tally came in the 39th minute. It's kind of interesting to note that Indiana now owns six 1-0 wins in the ledger books, and of course playing outstanding soccer right now. Its 10th win in its last 13 games, now round three and off two. Interestingly enough, with us playing Wake Forest in basketball tonight, Winston-Salem NC for the Booters this weekend to face the number one seed, Demon Deacons, in the round of 16. Freshman Andrew Gutman assisted on Mari's lone goal Sunday, and Ben was, well, in only a couple of minutes coming off the bench. Gutman had a nice cross in along the goal line, right spot, right time for Ben, and he deposited it in as the Hoosiers move on. Elsewhere on the sports beat, mentioning basketball, Amanda Cahill. Terry Morin's outstanding sophomore forward, named to the preseason WNIT All-Tournament team, which ended, of course, for Indiana in that loss to DePaul. She was one of six ladies honored, and for good reason, leading Indiana with 15 points and nearly eight rebounds and a steal and a half a ball game, shooting over 60% in that in the first three games in that tournament. By the way, Indiana plays tomorrow night at the Gates Sports Center up in Fort Wayne against Indiana Purdue Fort Wayne, and then we'll travel down to Vanderbilt for the Thanksgiving weekend holiday tournament, opening up with Ohio University. So we're based here in Maui, and we'll be and join you the next couple of mornings on the morning after, hopefully after Hoosier wins and the Maui championship. To note, again, they'll be on ESPN 2 at 5 o'clock against I forgot who we were playing.
Wake Forest?
How tired I am against Wake Forest.
You knew that. You just said if I was paying attention. Ben Mowry, Joe, won't score an easier goal in his life. Andrew Gutman, the sensational freshman. He's left-footed. Everybody knows he's left-footed. The Connecticut defender was pushing him to his right foot, and he still beat him to the end line. He squared, and Mowry just he couldn't miss, Joe. It was a perfect pass.
Yeah.
He was in the right place at the right time, hit the inside of his right foot. Boom. 1-0. Indiana had, I would say, if I was being a neutral observer, which I'm not, but I will put myself in that position, being at the game yesterday, I would say Indiana had 75-25 possession for the first 75 minutes, and then Connecticut.
I heard they really took it to them. Yeah.
They did, and Connecticut, the last 15 minutes are down a goal. They're knocking the ball around the center circle and going backwards, and we just thought that was great.
Yeah.
If they didn't want to come forward. They had injury problems, though. Missed a couple starters because of that Thursday-Sunday quick turnaround.
Yeah, starters out and what have you.
Well,
and they were, you know, how many games they had played, including that one on and then have to make the road trip. But still, another nice shutout. You know, Colin Webb was Colin Webb. Grant Lillard in the back.
Colin Webb had to make one good save. It was a tight angle shot, but he did what he had to do, kept his toes. And the last kick of the game, Joe, the goalie from UConn came up. They whipped in a corner. He headed it unmarked from about 10 yards and put it over the post. So that would have been
a
cruel.
Yeah, that back line's really playing well.
It was. 1-0 to the Arsenal was the cheer in the 1980s and 90s. And nothing wrong with any of that. And if you remember the run in 2012, Joe, the last three games of that season, 1-0, 1-0, 1-0. So exciting times there. Kyle Busch is a NASCAR champion. I thought you'd like to hear that on a Monday morning.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what. How about that?
First.
He takes care of business down in Homestead. They have some rain problems. We watched some of it from the from Los Angeles LAX yesterday.
Holds off Kevin Harvick.
Colts winning that exciting game there on the field goal by Vinatieri.
Good stuff for the Colts. Jaquel Jackson's interception tied the game at 21 apiece. Colts rallied from 21-7 down to tie it. And Vinatieri, the 42-year-older, made a 43-yarder. Joe, you knew that was good. Indoors on turf? Come on, he's not going to miss that in 100 years. The Purdue Boilermakers, time to keep an eye on them. They win their preseason tournament. They ran away and hid yesterday. I turned the game on for 5 minutes. It was a 6-point game. 3 minutes later, they're drilling Florida by 20. They win.
Yeah.
Boilers 85-70 to win that. Duke wins in New York City as well. But the basketball we worry about tonight starts at 2:30. St. John's and Vandy, followed by the Hoosiers and Wake Forest at 5 p.m. ESPN2 has your coverage there. That is the side of the bracket Indiana starts off in. If the Hoosiers win, it's evening time tomorrow, 7:30. We're not going to talk about the other stuff. We'll deal with that tomorrow if we have to. And then the championship on Wednesday is 10 p.m. p.m., but no one has to be at work on Thursday morning. Anyhow, so a nice little little bonus on that.
So when did the guys get into
get there, yeah. They got there early, right, Joe? Friday?
They left about 4:30 in the morning on Friday and got in.
Because they play Thursday night, so they turned them right around and went. Sleep on the plane.
Yeah, well, I was just concerned that they had enough rest before this game, because I know you haven't had enough rest, Joe.
Yeah, they've had a couple of works, Margaret, here since they've been here.
Yeah, that's what I kind of figured, but I just was curious because I'm not that familiar.
Joe is going
to
drink all the island coffee there is to make sure it's fresh and recycled.
Paradise Island, this is a new brand they got out. Didn't have this 5 years ago.
Well, very nice.
Let's get the job done. I apologize for the first hour.
I'm shocked you were able to do it.
Hall of Famer.
But anyway, I feel a little bit more energized now here that I've had about four cups of coffee. So,
very nice.
It's getting the job done. Good old caffeine.
Well, and we will pick it up tomorrow morning, same bat time, same bat channel, and we will talk about I can say this, you don't have to, an easy Indiana victory. The Hoosiers will score 84 points and win comfortably tonight. Make sure you have enough number two pencils to track down all the stats and all the hoops they are going to make. And if Wake Forest is giving up 80-something to Richmond, I don't want to know what they're going to give up to the Hoosiers tonight.
Yeah.
It should
Well, it bothers me that they did shoot ball well. But
that's all right.
Everybody's shooting at a neutral site now. It's a whole different ball of wax.
Don't fall in love with that three-pointer. Get Thomas Bryant and Troy Williams going to the basket. Things get a lot easier. It looks like
control the paint inside. We'll talk about it tomorrow.